You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning, everybody. The music of the star. It's Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you. you kindly embark, and the boat's now waiting for you? Thank you.
To clear the deck, any galoot who wants a dispute will get it in the neck.
So gangway, don't cross our bow. We're in the Navy now. We're in the Navy. Watchdogs of liberty. We're in the Navy. Happy, happy, go lucky sons of the sea.
Here's Jerry Lewis.
In the Navy, they get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Send the salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal. Printed menus every meal. And they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans,
beautiful
beans,
beans, gorgeous beans, 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 succulent beans, beans. Send the bologna, cause I'm skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 nothing but beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans, know what it means. Mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, it seems bell-bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans?
Beans.
Multiple beans, quadrican beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans. Beans! Nothing but beans!
Couple empties down there, fellas.
Thanks, pal.
First night's leave for you guys?
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk?
Sure, but we got in a little trouble. We picked up a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, and what a little kid that was. Oh, and what another little kid she had waiting for us when we got home. Such trouble we should run into every night of our life, huh?
Hiya, Joe.
Hiya, Pittsburgh. How are you? Oh, boy, what a town this is.
How do you like that? I walk my feet off all night and end up with a glass of beer.
You don't live right. Oh, never in all my life have I seen such dames. This blonde. Not that there was anything wrong with that redhead of yours, huh, Brooklyn?
Oh, no, no, no. She was rather interesting.
Oh, interesting. You should have seen the kid work. Well, I'll tell you, we took the dames home.
You took them home?
A little slow at first, a little slow. I asked my girl for a kiss.
Yes.
Well, she said no.
Well, who won?
You the details. What happened? Well, I'll tell you.
I beg her.
That's the way he started.
I plead her.
You should have seen this boy.
I told her, baby, come out of your shell. I told her, maybe you'll find that it's well.
What technique?
I argued.
I never saw such a stubborn dame in my whole life.
I threatened.
And he's got muscles, too.
I said, you can't send me home. Not like this and I finally got that kiss.
Tell him, Brooklyn, tell him how it happened.
She begged me.
True, true, true.
She pleaded.
Got down on her bended knee to her.
She told me, baby, come out of your shell.
Oh, this boy was sensational.
She told me maybe you'll find that it's swell.
Tell him all, Brooks.
I'm telling him.
She argued.
What, like a wild
cat? She threatened.
Practically threw a gun on a boy.
She said, you can't send me home, not like this.
What happened?
She finally got her kiss.
Oh, look at that. Give him the floor, boy.
What a time we had tonight. What a dream, what a dame. And she lives alone. Not anybody that's cranky and gloomy and grumpy, but anybody whose heart is big and warm and happy, they can. Go on, try it. Just for a minute, try being happy.
If you worry, if you worry, if you bother your head.
I do.
It won't help you, it won't help you, it will hurt you instead.
It will?
Grouchers, groaners, cranks, and moaners, they're so unfair.
I know.
If you can't be gay and merry, lock yourself in solitary. Though it hurts you, be a pleasanter guy. You may even learn to like it if you give it a try.
I'll try.
You could laugh and sing and dance as gaily as an elf, but don't expect to get much help if you don't help yourself. Will you try?
If you show me.
I'll show you.
I'll try.
Good. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
You see?
It's easy.
On board a new ship, don't know a soul, kind of lonesome even. Then a child, somebody says, anybody seen Susie lately? And right away, everybody's talking about it. Oh, it's kind of homey, if you see what I mean.
Yes, yes, I do. But, well, she seems such a quiet girl.
Susie, quiet. Well, that's that's not what the song says. When the boys sing about her, they never even mention the word quiet.
They sing about her? The Navy's got a song about her?
Sure.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay.
All right. Let me hear it.
Well, I don't think it better, Bertram. It's a strictly for sailors song.
Yeah, yeah, it's not your type of a song.
I insist on hearing it.
All right, Brooklyn, if the man insists,
yeah,
let's play
Joe,
it.
Joe, I don't think we ought to. Go ahead, play that Susie song.
Well, you start, and I'll find you a key.
If you knew Susie like we know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal. She's not so choosy, no, not our Susie. Oh, oh,
Susie is a lollapaloozy.
When Susie kisses, it never fails. When Susie kisses, she takes the wind right out of your sails. So in conclusion,
beware of Susan.
Oh, 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 what a gal. S is for sincerity, which she's got none of.
U is for, you know what I mean.
S is for
sincerity,
which she's got none of. I is for the Irish in her smile. Her Irish smile.
E is for her eagerness to please us.
That is how she won her Navy E.
Put them all together, they spell Susie,
the sweetheart of the boys at sea.
Oh, that's Susie, she's a doozy, she's not choosy, you won't losey,
don't care whosy,
I mean usy,
you'll get woozy after just one day with Susie.
When you take her home about 10, another gob is waiting there to take our Susie out again.
So in conclusion,
beware of Susie.
She belongs to you and you and me
and a U.S. Navy.
S, S, U, S, U, S, S, U, S, I, S, U, S, I, E.
Frank and Gene, Anchors Away, MGM, 1945. Leonard Bernstein.
We only got 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never been here before.
Ah, what can happen to you in one day? What do you think you're gonna do?
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Places to visit are so many, so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any, and we got just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay in just one day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Seas that we've been the world over, been to Mandalay. We've seen the Sphinx
heights and seen the cliffs of Dover. But we can safely say the most fabulous sight is New York in the light of the day. Our only day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York.
Women are all in silk and satin, so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan. When you got just one day, gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Fellas, they got to stay and mind the ship for the Admiral.
Rub it in.
They don't get to go to Hollywood. But the beautiful dames grow like oranges, where all you got to do is reach out and pick them. Right off the street.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thanks.
Say, you probably visit the studios, and if you see some of those stars, will you get me some autographs?
Oh, no. Not this baby. After 8 months of sea, it ain't a bunch of autographs I'm going to wind up with. Here. I got plans.
What kind of plans, Joe?
Well, in Hollywood, I've got a little plan named Lola.
Ah!
Oh, that Lola. I tell you, she's a... Well, it isn't exactly that, but it's a...
No, it isn't that either.
Tell us about it, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you notice how different the band sounded with that guy, Turby Lehman?
Oh, that's good.
Lola's kind of like that. You put her into a room with the most beautiful dames in the world, she's the one you'd see, that's all.
You mean she's different, huh, Joe?
I wouldn't say that. If you like dames, what's the point of getting one that's different from other dames? No, I guess it's just that whatever the others have, Lola has more of it.
She got a sister?
Hey, what makes you think this Lola's still waiting? Dames have been known to wander.
From me? Please, sailor, leave us not talk mutiny.
All in on the port side of the hangar deck for special leave.
Oh, do you think we can tear ourselves away?
Yeah, but it'll be tough.
We hate to leave.
We hate to leave. But when they give you leave, you gotta leave.
Oh, our hearts bleed for all of you guys aboard.
But right now, sympathy's a thing we can't afford.
We hate to leave.
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 Without you guys along, we'll grieve and grieve. But we'll be back, yes, we'll be back before we're even missed.
And tell you guys about the countless names that we have kissed.
Believe us, babe. Believe us, babe. We really hate to leave.
You know, Clarence, I think it's awful us going ashore and leaving these guys sitting around here in their undershirts. And we gotta go meet those beautiful dames in their soft silk dresses.
Yeah, but duty is duty, and an order is an order.
You know, I know some guys that get a thrill out of meeting a gorgeous gal every night.
We hate to leave, but when they give you leave, you gotta leave.
No more pin-up gals that we so enjoy.
Tonight they're forcing us to meet the real McCoy.
We hate to leave, we hate to leave. But we'll be back before the anchor's heave.
We want to stay, we want to stay. Our hearts are with the ship.
But the Admiral made us take this leave. He beat us with a whip.
Believe us, babe. Believe us, babe. We really hate to leave.
Oh,
and the Merchant Marine. Rudy Valley of Cudahy, Wisconsin, directed the United States Coast Guard Band in World War II.
Salutes the other branches of the naval service, by whose side we are fighting in every theater of war.
We'll be right back. the Andrew Sisters.
Not the man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a-blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because... he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, da.
The Andrew Sisters from Buck Privates, Bud and Lou, Universal Studios. Gene Krupa.
Over hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's hi, hi, he in the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. And where'er we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. That those caissons are rolling along.
Tuesday, June 6th, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for, the invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe, Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. In the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and 3 Purple Hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day, but those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened all the time. A sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But that was, I was afraid, was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up, and I didn't have a helmet, a rifle, nothing. When I hit the beach, the guys pulled me in, who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, "You'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody." Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge, you were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead, because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, "Do you want me to go first or would you go first?" He said, "You go first, I'll be right behind you." I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here, and his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. Now, all of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
Thank you. soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the people of Europe. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
The Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, back after news, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.